Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zombers, our producer engineer. It is Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on hour number two of the big show on this Tuesday. Pardon me while I take a drink of a beverage, and as we say, as David Letterman likes to say, whenever you hear me, your broadcasting host, take a drink of a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home listener, to have a beverage as well. A little bit of a dry throat this morning, Mr. Zombers. I'm not sure why.
It happens. Just like I'm weirdly tired. Sometimes your throat's just weirdly dry.
Right. And my former boss keeps telling me, and he's 100% right, by the way. He says, stop drinking coffee. It only dries out your throat. And he's right about that. But the problem is, if I don't have caffeine, as you know, I'm just a bear and I'm worthless. So I'm trying to balance it out between caffeine and water.
I can talk to one of my friends, see if he can hook you up. No, he gets these.
Mr. Somers has somebody selling caffeine up behind the station.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if he's selling it up behind the station. Oh, okay. But he buys these Japanese caffeine mints.
Wait,
of various
what?
Flavors.
Japanese caffeine mints?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sure you can get caffeine mints from anywhere. It's just these are the ones that he likes that he found because he tried a bunch of different ones. And they have a pretty high caffeine content. Really? It's just a little mint. You just pop it in your mouth.
A little after-dinner mint?
I don't know if you want to take those after dinner, but...
Okay. All right. Well, fine. All right. I learned something. Even me, I learned something new on this show every day from Mr. Zombers. We hope you learned something new as well. Happy to have you along with us. Discussion for this hour, at least to lead off our hour here in just a little bit, is the Trumpster. Now, you know, I hate to keep bringing him up, but... the question I got for you guys this morning is, are you noticing on your social media feeds, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Insta, are you seeing more pro-Trump messages the last month or so, last couple of weeks? More things that are just pro-Trump, attacking Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, claiming that January 6th was all fine and that nothing happened. Are you seeing more of that? Give us a call and tell us. Area code 715-388-7155. Area code 715-388-7155. Have a story coming up here from CBS News that it is a fact. An Israeli tech firm has done analysis here and found out that there are something called bots. And Mr. Zombers can explain this better than I can, but... Well, tell what a bot is, Mr. Zombers.
Well, a bot, I mean, it's just a program that does something automatically. So it depends on the context, but...
But it's not a real... It's not really... I mean, I guess everything is kind of backed up by a real person. But like in Twitter, you can have a Twitter bot where there's not an actual real person behind this account.
It's just an automated account that will... spam things, maybe post, and a lot of the time they'll be used for phishing, as in phishing,
yes.
Where they'll just send you fake links to things to try and get your information and steal it. Otherwise, they might be there to boost their numbers falsely, like get extra followers.
Right. So these are bots. It appears that more pro-Trump bots have been unleashed, and we're going to talk about that, and we want to know your opinion on it, and if you have... if you've seen it, if you've noticed it on your social, area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Weather forecast for today in the southwest part of the state, WRCE News from the center. A beautiful day on tap, mostly sunny skies today and a high of 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 30. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 44 degrees. Up in Wausau. WXCO, Bull Falls Radio for today. Mostly sunny, a high of 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 21. And then for tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a low of 36 degrees. Over in Amory, Wisconsin, WLAK Lake Air Radio today, partly sunny, a high of 37. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 25. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, a slight chance of a snow shower in the afternoon, a high of 36 degrees. And then looks like a Wednesday night into Thursday for Amory, and pretty much Thursday night into Friday for the rest of us. We're all going to see some form of snow. We will have more details on that as it comes along. Kara Foster from Weatherology keeping us abreast, informed, and in touch with those details. So, yes, the short answer, or the short heads up, is if you have to or planning to go somewhere Thursday night, probably better to change those plans. 9:11 now, 11 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to take a look at some of the headlines, news you need to know for the 7th. Of March 2023. Winter storms over the past week have overwhelmed several mountain communities in California, leaving residents trapped behind walls of snow and concerned about their dwindling supplies. The Sierra Nevadas could see up to 3 inches of snow through today, following a weekend that brought as much as 38 inches of snow over a 24-hour period in some areas. Fox News host Tucker Carlson aired newly released footage on his show last night from January 6, 2021 of the U.S. Capitol attack that included images of the rioter known as the QAnon Shaman. You know, the guy that had, looks like the Fred Flintstone water buffalo's headdress on there, as well as the Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick, who died following the attack. He got this from Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, gave him all this footage. Carlson tried to say, oh, look, there's nothing going on here, but didn't show all the video. Disgusting. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show it is now 9:15. That's 9:15 on the time and temperature sign. Looks like a beautiful day on tap across southwest, central, and western Wisconsin. Highs in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Sunny skies on tap for today. Winter road conditions. Looks like everything is fine in the area if you are on the roads today. Coming up at 10:30 this morning, it will be Tuesday Tangents with the co-host of Dueling Tangents, Mr. Luke Mathers. He will be in today. I was the guest host on his fine program yesterday, filling in for Brian Kelly, who is off working on the massive new equipment in our new studios downtown Madison. So I was happy to fill in. You can never replace Brian Kelly. You can only hope to warm his seat while he's gone. I was honored to do that. Had a good time with Luke yesterday, so he will be on our show this morning at 10:30. Always fun, always exciting. Mr. Luke Mathers, Dueling Tangents co-host, Tuesday Tangents with Todd and Luke at 10:30 this morning. Looking forward to that. Before we went to break there, read this story or this headline on Fox News host Tucker Carlson on his show last night, airing this footage from January 6th and making the allegation that, oh, nothing actually happened. And Mr. Zomers brought up a good point. And I think it's good to over the break, and I think it's good to clarify this. So what Carlson did is he got all this footage, you understand, from Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker. 40,000 hours of Capitol security footage. 40,000 hours. You say, well, there's only 24 hours in a day. Well, it's all kinds of cameras in the Capitol. So you add up all the cameras that were recording simultaneously, and apparently they came up with 40,000 hours. Now, the January 6th committee, the bipartisan January 6th committee, that all but indicted Donald Trump and other Republicans for saying that Trump had instigated January 6th. January 6th committee that turned over this footage to law enforcement, FBI, and others who have successfully prosecuted, gotten convictions and sentences for several hundred people who are at the January 6th insurrection, and that's what it was, an insurrection. But he had to go through all this many hours to get to that, all right? So as I understand it from reading and watching other news sources, it wasn't that it was 40,000 hours of mayhem. And so as some people just first entered the Capitol, they were just kind of walking nonchalantly. As other people were trying to break into the chambers of the House of Representatives, and as some people, like that goofball so-called QAnon shaman, the guy that had the red, white, and blue face paint and the buffalo hat with the horns on it, got into the Senate chamber and went up onto the Senate dais. While that was going on in that, I mean, if you've never been to the Capitol, it's not a small building, okay? I've worked there. There's a lot of space at the United States Capitol. So while chaos and terror were happening in one part of the building, there were other parts of the building where, yeah, there were just, you know, a handful of people mulling around like idiots, looking at the statues like it was their own private tour. So what Tucker Carlson chose to do and his staff on Fox last night was to go through all this 40,000 hours of video footage, security footage, and pick out the few moments when there were two, three, half a dozen people just standing there mulling around. And he chose to air that on his program last night and said, oh, look, here's the real footage from January 6th. There was no destruction. There was no insurrection. It was just people quietly mulling around the house of the people. They weren't doing any damage. You've been lied to. That's what Carlson said last night, essentially. It's a complete sham, you guys. He took the footage of 40,000 hours, took out the few minutes, the few cameras that showed just a couple of people, and never showed you the rest. And if you watch the actual January 6th, the bipartisan January 6th hearing, there were congressmen, there were people on the panel that said, yes, there were, you know, not everyone in the building was doing destruction. But by the way, simply by being in the building without permission, without going through this, you know, you can't just, it's not like the Wisconsin State Capitol. If you've been to Madison, actually, one of the really cool things that I love about our state capitol is that there isn't security, which, who knows, that might be rethought. It was rethought after 9/11. It was a long time where there was security. Had to go to work, and you had to go through metal detectors and everything. It was just, it felt like you were in D.C., so in Madison, you can walk off State Street, walk through the revolving doors, walk into the building, walk into a senator's office or assembly office. The only place there's security is by the offices of the governor and the attorney general. And there's, you know, a couple of Capitol Police officers in the rotunda that kind of walk around the building. But you don't have to go through metal detectors and whatnot to go into the state capitol. I think that's cool that we have that much access to our government. I hope to God that that's never violated. In Washington, D.C., as someone who worked there at one time, you have to go through metal detectors and security to get into just the office building. So unlike the state capitol here in Madison, where every legislator's office is actually in the state capitol building, in Washington, D.C., only the Senate leadership and the House leadership have their offices in the Capitol proper. The majority of congresspeople and senators have their actual offices in buildings across the street from the Capitol. The Longworth Building, the Rayburn Building, the Cannon Building. That's where their actual offices are. And there is security to go in those. You have to go through metal detectors, and just like you're going through an airport, to go into the buildings where the congresspeople and the senators have their offices. So the point is that these people that Tucker Carlson showed last night on Fox, who were quote-unquote just mulling around, not doing any harm, they were already there illegally because they didn't go through proper security. They forced their way into the building. They breached security. But Fox tried to show you and tell you that, oh, nothing really actually happened. It is a lie, you guys. It's just a bull. There's no other way I can tell you. It's a lie. And we know it's a lie because, again, we go back to this Dominion voting case. that we talked about several times in this show from 2020 when Donald Trump, who, of course, legitimately lost the election, claimed that certain voting machines owned by the Dominion Voting Company had a problem with them, that they could be changed, that votes could be changed on these post-election, which is not true. But Trump said it anyway. And Fox News repeated the lie. And now we have this case with Dominion Voting Machines suing Fox for defamation, saying that because they repeated these lies so much, it has affected the business of the Dominion Voting Machines. That's one story.
Plus, on this specific thing, we've already seen videos of people being violent, and there are people who died.
Yes.
And if they were just walking around looking at statues, right, why would people die?
Right.
Like, multiple.
Exactly. Exactly, Mr. Somers. So the bigger story coming out of this Dominion voting machine case is that under deposition, sworn testimony, court-sworn testimony, under court subpoenas, as evidence for this Dominion trial, one of the offshoots is that Fox has had to turn over text, emails, and other documents, and also actual testimony under oath, saying, did you know this was a lie? Yes or no? And we have heard Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and even Robert Murdoch himself, the head of Fox News, either via email, text, or actual in-person testimony, they've all admitted in one form or another that they knew that Trump lost the election. They knew that Biden won the election. And they continued to report the lie anyway. Why? Because they didn't want to lose their base viewership, therefore losing ad revenue, losing money, which meant they, the host, and Robert Murdoch made less money. What did my professor at Platteville say? Jack O'Neill? All comes down to this. Dollar sign. Money. That's what it's about. Fox News doesn't give a crap about whether or not you get the truth of what's going on in the world. All they want to do is gin you up and give you the entertainment that is like drugs in your veins. So you'll keep watching. I learned this just a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I was reading an article from a former CNN, like Soledad O'Brien, for a completely different topic, was telling a reporter that they are now looking at ratings by the minute. They've got it set up so that in television news, broadcast and cable news in particular, they can look at the ratings minute by minute, and they can see what stories gain or hold more viewers, minute by minute. That's how calculated this stuff is. And that's not just Fox, that's CNN, MSNBC, all of them. So they are constantly trying to get us to watch things and to hold our attention. And they know if they're not telling us something we want to hear, we might be more apt to turn off. That's why I believe the truth is the most powerful thing that I could give you. I hope that's what you want to continue to come back for and listen for. That's why we chose pursuing the truth wherever it may lead as our mantra for this show. That's the bet I'm making. The majority out there, both Republican and Democrats, actually just want the truth. And that's what we'll continue to keep giving you. So in this Dominion voting case, as we said, we found out that Fox knew about this lie in the Trump 2020 election. They continued to purport it anyway. So what makes you think that Tucker Carlson last night was telling you the truth? He wasn't. It's all a sham. It's all made up to gin you up, to keep you watching Tucker. There's nothing you can trust about that network based, not on my opinion, but based on their own words in their own testimony under oath to a court. They admitted they're lying to you. Do you really want to keep going back to that? Is that something you want to keep tuning into? Because what it makes you do is it makes you more upset with your neighbor who put up a Democratic sign. It makes you think that your neighbor is the enemy. That's what Fox wants you to think. Guess what? Your neighbor is not your enemy. There are people in our communities that are helping and trying to do the same thing, put their kids to school, help out the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, might go to the same church, want a better community. That's who your neighbor is. The enemy is Fox News and the mega Republican leadership. And we'll come back and talk about the Trumpster and what they're doing to change your mind as well. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is Civic Media. Show. It is 9:33, and we have breaking news for you at this hour from the Civic Media News Desk. Breaking news at this hour. According to CBS News reports, two of the four U.S. citizens who went missing after a violent kidnapping in Mexico last week have been found. Two are dead. Two are alive. Mexican authorities said that that reported this today. One of the governors from the Mexico City that they were found in said that one of the U.S. surviving citizens was wounded and the other was not. The Office for the Attorney General for the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, where the Americans disappeared on Friday, announced that all four people have been found in the statement they shared to Facebook. Quote, investigation and intelligence work continues to capture those responsible, the statement read. Additional details will be provided at a later date. So again, breaking news at this hour. According to CBS News, two of the four U.S. citizens who went missing after a violent kidnapping in Mexico last week have been found. Two were found dead, the other two alive, one in grave condition. Certainly tragic news there for those folks. Apparently, reports were that this group of people, four people, had gone to Mexico just over the border from Brownsville, Texas, and gone across the border to Mexico either to get medication and or to receive plastic surgery. And this is something that happens quite frequently, not just for plastic surgery, but dental work and other things, because these procedures and medications are cheaper across the border.
Because American healthcare is terrible.
Very true. And so apparently these four folks had gone across the border. What was interesting and I don't want to say disturbing, but apparently there are government warnings. And if you ever traveled outside the U.S., that these warnings are put out by the State Department to give you an idea of the level of danger in foreign places. And this particular city in Mexico had a level 4 warning, which is the most dangerous you can travel to. And so despite this warning being out there, essentially saying don't go here by the U.S. government, these four Americans decided to venture there anyway for some form of healthcare or a health procedure, and were taken at gunpoint. Video showed this, and were kidnapped. And now, according to CBS News, breaking news this morning, two of those individuals have been found dead, and the other two have been found alive, one in grave condition. So that is breaking news at this hour. Also, a bit of breaking news, less perhaps important, but it appears that Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, is now expressing interest with the New York Jets. Could it be that Rodgers is actually leaving Green Bay? That is perhaps a reality now. This story breaking across the wires this morning as well on Channel3000.com. Reporting here, Aaron Rodgers reportedly open to moving to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers' future as a Packer took another turn today after he reportedly had conversations with the New York Jets. Former ESPN host Trey Wingo said Rodgers is open to moving to the New York following talks with the team. ESPN's Jerry Fowler reported last month that the Jets had inquired with the Packers about Rodgers' availability, and general manager Brian Gutekunst has said, quote, all options are on the table when it comes to the star quarterback's future. The four-time MVP had previously said he is open to a trade and believes he can win another MVP award in the right situation. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported in January the Packers would prefer to move on from Rodgers. So again, breaking at this hour, reports are now that Aaron Rodgers is open to moving to the New York Jets following talks with the team. The irony of that, right? I mean, Brett Favre has a rocky departure from the Packers and goes to the New York Jets. Could it happen again? Aaron Rodgers has a rocky departure and goes to the New York Jets. Does that mean that Rodgers will end up in Minnesota in a couple of years? Does he fall?
Deja vu.
Right? Deja vu all over again. I would be not surprised, but it would be unexpected. I really thought that Rodgers would stick around Green Bay, 59 million reasons. Well, the deal probably means he still gets the 59 million bucks, if not more, if he goes to the Jets. I don't think Rodgers has given up any of his 59 million. I guess they just perhaps have found a team willing to pay that. And of course, this is the AFC, not the NFC, so the Packers would not face Rodgers potentially again until the Super Bowl, if that ever came to be. Would that be a Super Bowl? Jordan Love faces Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl. That's never going to happen. I'm just telling you, it will never happen. So I don't know. We'll see. That's the report this morning, according to multiple sources, ESPN among them, that Aaron Rodgers now saying he is open to a trade with the New York Jets after meeting with the Jets yesterday. We shall see. All kinds of breaking news on this Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. Weather forecast for today, if you're looking to travel. Looks like a beautiful one. Sunny skies on tap, 42 in Richland Center, 38 in Wausau, and 37 in Amory. Going to be a great day today in the state of Wisconsin. Coming up in just under an hour at 10:30. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents here on the Big Network from 2 until 3 each and every day, with the exception, of course, at WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, where the wonderful and talented Chad Holmes holds down the airwaves from 2 until 4 on the Chad Holmes Show. Great information about Wausau, central Wisconsin, and across the state. The Chad Holmes Show, 2 until 4 on Bull Falls Radio. For the rest of the network, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Lukester will be here at 10:30 to talk with us. Want to get to the story now, after that breaking news. Want to get to this story in case you turned on and said, Todd, I hate it when you're listening to radio or TV and they say, well, that was the breaking news. You just tuned in and you're like, what was the breaking news? The breaking news this morning is that, number one, that Aaron Rodgers apparently opened to a trade with New York Jets after talking to the Jets personnel yesterday. And on a much more serious note, according to CBS News, the four Americans that were captured at gunpoint in Mexico just over the border from Brownsville, two have been found dead, the other two still alive, one gravely injured, according to reports from CBS News. So moving on to this story, and I want to get your take on this if you want to call in and talk about it, that a sprawling bot, B-O-T, meaning a made-up social media account, network, is praising the Trumpster, attacking Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. This from CBS News this morning. If you want to call and weigh in, we'd love to take your calls on any of these topics, including Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that the Rodgers is going to go into the Jets? Give us a call, 715-388-7155. Area code 715-388-7155. Happy to take your calls. Is Rodgers going to the Jets? Are there bots putting all kinds of Trumpster lies out there? Or anything else you want to talk about? 715-388-7155. Story from CBS now. Someone has created thousands of fake automated Twitter accounts, perhaps hundreds of thousands of them, to offer a stream of praise for Donald Trump over the past 11 months, an Israeli tech firm has discovered. Besides posting adoring words about the former president, the fake accounts ridiculed Trump's critics of both parties and attacked Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador who is challenging her one-time boss for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the bot aggressively suggested, could not beat Trump, but would be a great running mate. A Republican voter size as Republican voters size up their candidates for 2024. Whoever created the bot network is seeking to influence them using online manipulation techniques pioneered by guess who? The Kremlin. To sway the digital platform conversation about candidates while exploiting Twitter's algorithms to maximize their reach. The sprawling bot network was uncovered by researchers at Cyabra, C-Y-A-B-R-A, Cyabra, an Israeli firm that shared its findings with the Associated Press. While the identity of those behind the network of fake accounts is unknown, Cyabra's analysis determined that it was likely created, get this, within the United States. Quote, one account will say, Biden is trying to take our guns. Trump was the best. And another will say, January 6th was a lie and Trump was innocent, said Jules Gross, the Cyabra engineer who first discovered the network. These voices are not people. For the sake of democracy, I want people to know this is happening, she said. Bots, as Mr. Zomers pointed out earlier, as they're commonly called, are fake automated accounts that became notoriously well known after Russia deployed them in an effort to meddle in the 2016 election. While big tech companies have improved their detection of fake accounts, the network identified by Cyabra shows they remain a potent force in shaping online political discussion. The new pro-Trump network is actually three different networks of Twitter accounts, all created in huge batches in April, November, and October of 2022. In all, researchers believe hundreds of thousands of accounts could be involved. The accounts all feature personal photos of the alleged account holder, as well as a name. Some of the accounts posted their own content, often in reply to real users, while others reposted content from real users, helping to amplify it further. So you understand what's happening here? This is something that was perpetuated, put out there by Moscow, but was created in the United States. They're fake accounts. As Mr. Zomers pointed out, there's not a real person behind each and every one of these accounts. Someone helped create them. But there might be the easy way to identify bots are usually it's some weird photo, allegedly, of the person, but there's no actual name. So on Twitter, you can go to your if you're on Twitter, or I guess better to describe it if you're not on Twitter. If you go on Twitter and you look up, you know, just anybody's account, you know, you're gonna see the name at the top or a photo, hopefully, and then you can choose your name. Hopefully, it's your real name, like mine, and then there's your handle, which just starts with an at sign, like the A with a circle or the at sign. And you could choose anything for your handle that's not already taken by somebody else. So my at handle is literally my first and last name, at Todd Allball. Pretty easy. Pretty easy. And you know it's real. But, you know, you can choose anything. So one of the telltale signs of a bot is that they don't have a real name, their photo looks sketchy, and their at sign is not a real name either. And then you can see how many people they're following and how many followers they have. And oftentimes these bots will have zero followers or like eight followers, but they're following like 1,000 people. And they have maybe like a half a dozen tweets. That's clearly a bot, all right? But these bots are being proliferated with fake information. And they might make banners or photos that look real now with actual, that looks like a real name. Pick a name. Bob Smith, Jordan Smith, Susan White, you know, whatever. It looks real. But they're disseminating and putting out fake information. And, of course, they go through, what they can do is they can like all of these mega accounts. You know, Bobart, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, all these right-wing mega people, they like them. And so they'll post something, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene will retweet or repost that lie. And it just grows, right? Shows up in your feed, your Twitter feed, your Facebook feed, your Insta feed. Well, somebody sent me this. It has to be true. No, it does not. It's not true. And this is information that we have to be aware of. Back with more of our breaking news stories from Mexico and also Aaron Rodgers. After this, stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now at 9:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Todd Allball and Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer engineer. Yes, it appears there is some breaking news this morning, or updated breaking news out of Green Bay today. Nothing is for sure, 100%, but new reports this morning that Aaron Rodgers has spoken with the New York Jets. And this is an interesting perspective from Rich Kamini, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the New York Jets. So this is an ESPN reporter that specifically covers the Jets. He said, if in fact the reports are true that Rodgers has spoken to the Jets, he says this would mean the Jets have received permission to speak with Rodgers. Otherwise, it would be considered tampering within NFL rules. Routinely, permission is not granted unless the two teams have already agreed to trade compensation. So interesting reporting there from Rich Kamini from ESPN. We shall see whether Aaron Rodgers closes the deal with the New York Jets or whether he stays a Packer. But breaking this morning, reports are that Rodgers has in fact spoken to the Jets and is open to a trade deal. Stay tuned to that. Also following breaking news this morning that the four Americans that were captured and kidnapped in Mexico have apparently and allegedly been found. According to Mexican police reports, two of the four Americans were found dead, one critically injured, the other one is alive and essentially unharmed. According to reports, we will keep you abreast if anything breaks further in this show. But we'll see. We'll see on this Rodgers deal. What do you think? Do you want him to come back? Do you want him to go to New York, to the Jets? Give us a call. Tell us. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. We'd love to hear your take on this. Find out what you think about the Packers or other things. We're talking about this hour, the political story, bots, electronic made-up accounts on social media. Reporting from CBS News that hundreds of thousands of these bots have been unleashed since last year. All praising Donald Trump and attacking his Republican opponents. And this analysis firm from Israel tracing much of this back to the Kremlin, back to Moscow, but they say it was created in the United States. Continuing on this story via CBS News, on CBSNews.com, the new pro-Trump network is actually three different networks, as we told you before the break, all created in huge batches in the fall of last year. The accounts all feature personal photos of the alleged account holder as well as the name. As we said, they look real. McConnell, traitor, unquote, wrote one of the accounts. In response to an article, the Conversations, a conservative publication, about GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell, one of the several Republican critics of Trump targeted by the network. One way of gauging the impact of bots is to measure the percentage of posts about any given topic generated by the accounts that appear to be fake. The percentage for typical online debates is often in the low single digits. Twitter itself has said that less than 5% of its active daily users are fake or spam accounts. Remember, as we said at the top of the show, as Mr. Zalmers pointed out, things have changed dramatically at Twitter since Elon Musk bought the company and took over, firing several people, thousands of people, many of whom were at the top of the security part of Twitter. Back to the article on CBSNews.com, when Cyabra researchers examined negative posts about specific Trump critics, however, they found far higher levels of inauthenticity. Nearly three-fourths of the negative posts about Nikki Haley, for example, were traced back to fake accounts. The network also helped popularize a call for DeSantis to join Trump as his vice presidential running mate, an outcome that would serve Trump well and allow him to avoid a potentially bitter matchup if DeSantis enters the race. The same network of accounts shared overwhelmingly positive content about Trump and contributed to an overall false picture of his support online. The triple network was discovered after Gross analyzed tweets about different national political figures and noticed that many of the accounts posting the content were created on the same day. Most of the accounts remain active, though they have relatively modest number of followers. That's what I'm saying. Now, not every account that has 10 followers is fake. I mean, when you start a new account, you start a new account, right? But the stars kind of aligned. It's kind of a goofy picture, not a real name, not a sketchy-looking handle, @ And you got, you know, half a dozen followers, and you're following 500 people or more. Very well. Or if they're not following anybody and nobody's following them, probably a sketchy account. So this is how, you know, just a great example, a real example, how technology, how social media is shaping the electorate. When we go to the polls, how we're shaped by that thing in our palm, in our hand, our smartphone, which, as it turns out, sometimes isn't all that smart. It's how the Russians, the Kremlin in this case specifically, is getting disinformation in our hands. It used to be years and years ago, in World War II, you flew over the enemy and you dropped pamphlets with disinformation. Or you try to get news stories in the newspapers with disinformation. Now they can get it to us directly in our hands, on our smartphones and on our computers. That's why you have to be careful about where you get your news. And I encourage all of you, don't just go to one source. As much as I appreciate and want you listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, I encourage you to listen to other sources. CBS News, ABC News, NBC News, CNN, the Associated Press, the Wisconsin State Journal, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Green Bay Press Gazette, Amory Free Press, independent newspapers, Wausau Daily Herald, others, radio stations like ours, WRCE, WXCO, WLAK. Follow all of these legitimate news sources to kind of curate what the truth is. Because this is only going to get worse, you guys, over the next few months as we face the 2024 presidential election. We'll be back with hour number three. The wonderful and talented Luke Mathers, Director of Operations, broadcaster extraordinaire, and co-host of Dueling Tangents with us in the next hour. Your calls as well. This is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Like a cheap head.